CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS news for Sunday the 15th of August 2021. Here are the main news headlines. Amateurs help with forest fire communications. Latest online convention news. Morse texting girls make video. Radio amateurs from the Algerian National Society, ARA, are assisting their government in the response to forest fires where 65 people have lost their lives already. An ARA team was dispatched to the scene of the incident where communications networks were already weak to communicate emergency needs between the mobile stations in the area and the crisis unit in Tamda via the ARA HQ station. Frequencies reported in use are 7110 kHz, 3650 and 14300. Please take care not to affect emergency operations on those frequencies. The RSGB has announced further details of its online convention, which will be held on Saturday the 9th of October. The event will be streamed live on the Society's YouTube channel, and there's a great lineup of expert speakers to inspire you. Whether you're new to amateur radio or have been enjoying it for years, do put the date in your diary. You can find out more information on the website of the RSGB. Millie, Alice and Caitlin, the three girls featured in August edition of Radcom, have made a video about Morse texting. It will be shown at the QSO Today online conference on Sunday the 15th of August at 5 p.m. BST. Access to the exhibitor area is free, but it does require registration. You can see a complete list of over 90 speakers and purchase tickets at qsotodayhamexpo.com. For a number of years, the RSGB has been operating a very successful Morse competency scheme until he recently became SK. Philip Brooks, G4NZQ, ran the scheme's administration. It relies on the services of approximately 28 Morse assessors dotted up and down the country to carry out the actual tests and assessments. The Society would like to appoint someone to take on this important role. Ideally, applicants should have an interest in Morse code. For further details, see the full description on the RSGB's volunteer webpage. The GQRP Club has released the agenda for its online convention 2021, which takes place on the 4th and 5th of September. The event comprises a series of online presentations and knowledge-sharing meetings. It's free to GQRP Club members. Others are charged. For more information and to view the full event schedule, visit gqrp.com/convention.htm. The QSL Bureau sub-manager for the G4T2Z group has retired. A replacement volunteer to distribute cards to this active subgroup is urgently needed. So if you have time, a little space and some basic computer skills, plus the desire to help your fellow members, the Bureau would like to hear from you. You can find out more by emailing qsl@rsgb.org.uk. Dudley District Club plan a 9-week foundation course that starts on the 10th of September. More details, exams at dadars.club. That's dadars.club. The RSGB held its 2021 AGM online in April, and members were invited to send in questions for RSGB board directors before the AGM. These questions were answered during the event. In successive issues of Radcom, the RSGB is sharing the Q&A so that everyone can see the topics discussed and the answers given. You can also read them on the Society's website if you missed the event, and you can still see the whole of the AGM on the RSGB YouTube channel. Now, for details of rallies and events before travelling to any rally, please check for alterations or cancellations. The Dartmoor Radio Rally takes place today at its new venue, the Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Meavey Lane, Yelverton, Devon, PL216AL. Free parking is available on site. Doors open 10 a.m. Admission £2.50. Usual bring and buy, trade stands and refreshments. Part 1 of the British Amateur Television Club Convention, CAT 21, will start on the 21st of August at the Midland Air Museum, Rowley Road, Coventry, CV3, for FR. There will be lectures, discussions and fix-it sessions on Saturday afternoon and Sunday morning, followed by the BATC general meeting on Sunday afternoon. The intention is that all lectures will be streamed online. Details can be found at forum.batc.org.uk. On Sunday the 22nd, a grand field day out will be held at Willsborough Windmill, Ashford, just off junction 10 of the M20. Now for Dix News, Yan F1 SMB is activating several French Polynesian islands as Fox Oscar stroke call sign. From the 15th to 17th of August, he's on at Rangiroa, IOTA OC066. For the 17th to 20th, he moves to Fakarava, which is OC066. And finally, for the 20th to the 23rd, it's Tahiti, OC046. He operates QRP, SSB and FT8, mostly on 40 and 20, QSL via F1 SMB and EQSL, according to the operator's instructions. AM1 CCB is the special call sign for URE Burgos to mark the 800th anniversary of Burgos Catedra, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, that's cathedral. The call sign is active until the 18th of August. QSL via the Bureau, LOTW, Logbook of the World, EQSL or direct. Massimo, HB9TUZ, will be active as HI9 stroke call sign from Las Terenas, Dominican Republic, NA096, until the 30th of August. He'll operate SSB 40 to 10 metres, QSL, EQSL only. Special call sign 6 Echo 0 Delta will be active until the end of August, commemorating the 500th anniversary of the fall of the capital of the Aztec Empire, Tenochtitlan, on the 13th of August, 1521. QSL via Logbook of the World or direct to XE1EE. Special call signs R20 RTA, R20 RTM, R20 RTP, R20 RTRN, and R20 RTT will be active until the end of August, celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Russian Television and Radio Broadcast Network, which started apparently on the 13th of August 2001, QSL via operator's instructions. Now for the special event news. Next weekend is International Lightships and Light Week. International Lightships and Lightship Weekend. Many lighthouses, lightships, and associated places will be activated for this annual event. Moray Firth Amateur Radio Society will be operating as GB0CSL from the Cove Sea Skerries Lighthouse, Lossiemouth, with the kind permission of the lighthouse trustees. Activity will be HF and VHF. Details at mfars.club and on qrz.com under GB0CSL. GB0ELH will be active over the weekend of the 21st and 22nd of August for the International Lighthouses and Lightships Heritage Weekend from the near the Beachy Head Lighthouse. They'll be operating on an ad hoc basis from HF through to 7 to 23 SEMS, QSL by email over only to canavp@gmail.com. Full details on the qrz.com page for GB0ELH. And that title is supposed to be International Lighthouses and Lightships Heritage Weekend. The first I gave out was actually misprinted, so that's just a correction. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club will run GB0AVL from Avonmouth Community Centre, close to Avonmouth Lights. They intend to operate from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on both days. Details at nbarc.org.uk. Other special event calls we know of in relation to the weekend include GB2RL for Roker Light Sunderland, GB5HCL, Hurst Castle Lighthouse, GB0TLH, Teignmouth Lighthouse, and GB0ALK for the Association of Lighthouse Keepers. There are many more worldwide. Next Sunday, members of the Colchester Radio Amateurs are holding a special event called BRO, that's BRO, on the air, using the call sign GB0BRO. The aim is to support the reopening of the British Resistance Organisation Museum and to celebrate belatedly the 80th anniversary of the formation of the British Resistance Organisation in June 1940. Activity will be on 80, 30 and 20 metres, SSB, FT8 Digital and PSK31. Contest news, different parts of the UK having different lockdown restrictions. Make sure you follow the appropriate ones. August typically is the month of tradition, is traditionally this, the month where there are no RSGBHF contests. The first of the Worked All Europe DX contests of the year ends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC. Today's Sunday. This is the CW leg. Europe works non-Europe only. And in this German-run series, exchanging QTCs, that's reports of previously held contacts, can significantly even boost your score, although not everybody chooses to do it. See the rules to learn how QTCs work. The exchange is signal report and serial number. Today the 5th, beaten by the clock. Today the 5th, 70 megs cumulative contest runs from 1400 to 1600 UTC. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Tuesday the 1.3 gigs UKAC runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 23 SEMS band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday sees the 70 megs UKAC from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report. We had another week of minimal sunspot numbers, a low solar flux but quiet magnetic geomagnetic conditions. As a result, DX was a little harder to find. We did have a low-level C-class solar flare on August the 9th that erupted from a plage region on the Sun. Whether this was a precursor to a sunspot appearing, we'll have to wait and see. HF conditions have been a bit lackluster, with maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 kilometre path struggling to get above 18 megs a lot of the time. Sporadic has helped a little, but that is also starting to decline now the bulk of the season is over. The best DX will be occurring overnight. LORI G3UML reports working Anguilla on 3.799 megs at 0109 Zulu this week. The top 10 kilohertz on 80 meters, is often a good DX watering hole. He also reports very good conditions to South America on 20 meters up to around 2300 local, and huge signals on 40 meters from the eastern US. On Thursday morning, he also logged G7GI in Arizona on 40 metres at a genuine 59+. Meanwhile, Colin, G3VECQ, reports that signals from Japan on 40 in the early evening have been good as well. This may be due to the quiet geomagnetic conditions, which allow the ionosphere to settle. The lower SFI means that higher bands may not be open during the day, but the lower bands can come into their own after dark. As of Thursday, there were no coronal holes on the Sun's equator, so we may expect good conditions to continue over this weekend. NOAA predicts the solar flux index will start next week in the low 70s. There may be a slight increase to the mid-70s as the week goes on. We may expect slightly unsettled geomagnetic conditions on the 16th with a KP index of 3, but after that, it should settle again to 1 or 2. VHF and up. The end of last week saw some reasonable tropo conditions over southern areas, extending south into the near continent and down across Biscay to Spain. This area of enhanced lift conditions will be displaced to just affect southwestern parts of the UK and Southern Ireland as we move into the new week. The main change is to return to a more unsettled northwesterly weather type with showers in the first half of next week, so some rain scatter options could be available by about midweek. The next change comes in the form of high pressure returning to northern areas and perhaps more widely later. This is potentially useful for tropo, although not as good as that at the end of last week. Last week's Perseids meter shower has probably added some useful new long-lived metallic ionization into the mix as fuel for sporadic E. The coming week shows that jet streams are still present, so maintain your watch list of 10 metres and 6 metre beacons to check. The Perseids are relatively broad peak shower, so there'll be some good meteor scatter moments through the coming week, as well as the best random meteors around dawn. The Kappa Cygnid shower is active and should peak around the 18th, but with a ZHR of just 3. It's a small one. Moon declination is negative this week, so moon windows will be short. Minimum declination is very close to Tuesday's perigee, where we have the lowest path losses. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me until next week also.